discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square, and finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
As young people, when we think about our future, we tend to think in terms of a dream. And that's usually one dream, whether it's a career, a destination, a purpose. But sometimes we find that life offers multiple acts and a number of remarkable roles. Today we go on the road with an upper Midwestern man who fulfilled a dream shared by hundreds of thousands of young people across our country and pitched in baseball's major leagues. But his story didn't end there. A career in ministry was up next, and finally a journey to an outreach in Slovakia, where today he combines his love for sports and for God in a ministry to young people. He is Tom Johnson. And Tom, the warmest of welcomes to you, sir. It's great to have you on the road.
Thank you, Ryan. Great to be here.
Well, Tom, you're with Good Sports International and a former MLB hurler for the Minnesota Twins. Introduce us, if you would, to the ministry of Good Sports International. What is your ministry there in Slovakia?
Ryan, Good Sports began in 1994, so it's 20 years old. I can't take credit for that. It was started by the Navigators out of Canada. And it began a little bit in an unusual way. A businessman was recruited to come over and work in a ministry in Bratislava. He had three kids along with his wife, and they noticed that the fascination the neighborhood kids had with the baseball equipment that they'd brought with them. And that one thing led to another, and pretty soon they started Good Sports and with the blessing of the Navigators there in Bratislava. And it grew. I found out about it a year after they had moved, went over and saw what they were doing, saw 100 kids on the field. I also saw a Canadian hockey guy who didn't know anything about baseball, and I figured that we could help each other out. He had the kids, and I had the background in baseball, and I had a bunch of people at the church I was serving, Church of the Open Door, who were interested in joining me and participating with Terry and Diane. And that's how Good Sports got started, both in Slovakia as well as for us at Church of the Open Door.
And it's the Good Sports Youth Center in Bratislava.
What it's evolved to is from those early days when Debbie and I moved there. My wife Debbie joined me in 2005. We recognized that what they had and the potential they had was for a boys and girls club, a youth center, a community center, YMCA, YWCA, because there was a great need. We were listening to parents who expressed a desire for something like this, inexpensive activities that were healthy, holistic, in the sense that they kept their kids out of trouble, kept them heading in a positive direction. And as believers in Jesus Christ, we believe he has a lot to say about life and what constitutes a good life. We saw this was an opportunity to integrate not only something that was needed, meeting a need, a felt need, but also have an opportunity to build bridges of relationship that would lead to the sharing of our faith.
Well, it's a fascinating thing. Tell us a bit about what a day in the life is there at the center. If people came in on you one day, what would they find happening?
Well, that's a hard one to answer because we have so many different seasons throughout the year. If you came to the center during the summer, you'd see something very different than you would during the school year. The kids get out of school anywhere between 12:30 and 1:30, believe it or not. They go to school early, but they get out early. But the kids 12 to 15, who make up a big chunk of the kids who come to our center, there's really nothing organized for them from 1:30 on. And so parents who are working one or two jobs, they've got 12, 13, 14-year-old. You know how much trouble, Ryan, you can get into at that age.
Seem to remember something
yeah,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And finding something for them to do that keeps them occupied. They'll drop into our center, which is located in a local school. We have a classroom, and the kids will come in, and they'll play ping pong, foosball. They'll get help with their homework. They'll just hang out. So they've got a lot of different things they can do. Now, that's just dropping in and hanging out. At some point in the afternoon, there will be some organized sports, and we have a field that we have developed at the adjacent playground, baseball field for young kids as well as older kids. And then we have a gym. So we'll go in there and we'll be participating in either a specific sport or playing some of the things they like to play. They love to play dodgeball. They love to play soccer.
Oh, it's fascinating stuff. And we're talking with Tom Johnson of Good Sports International. He's a former MLB hurler for the Minnesota Twins, now using his talents to bless kids across an ocean. And we're here on Faith Radio's On the Road. And it's stories like this that I find so fascinating. But before we back up a bit and go to the beginning of a story, which I find is always a good place to start, tell us a bit about what you hope to achieve. The sporting activities that you conduct there really are a pathway to something even deeper, I understand. Can you describe that for us?
Our goal is to meet felt needs, which definitely exist where we live, and then use the opportunities as we do the best we can to love them and accept them and serve them. Use those opportunities when they arise to introduce them to the reason that we're there, because we love Jesus and we believe he has everything we need to know about living a good life. Those opportunities have come, and they've come more recent, you know, in greater frequency over the years, because we happen to live in a part of Europe where the Slovak people in general are very suspicious, very cynical, especially when someone from America comes over there. You know, what's your angle? What are you up to? What do you want from us? Because nobody comes to Slovakia. So we had to work through that and get to the point where they saw that we genuinely cared about them. We genuinely had their best interest in mind. And we weren't there for destructive reasons.
That's remarkable. And a remarkable journey, because you began here in St. Paul, Minnesota, I understand. And let's take it back there, because On the Road is the name of our program, and this journey is quite a fascinating one. We're talking with Tom Johnson of Good Sports International, a former MLB hurler for the Minnesota Twins, using his talents now to bless kids across an ocean. And I mean, we say it there, Tom, professional baseball, church ministry, international outreach. If we go back to St. Paul and to the beginning of your journey, do you have fond memories of growing up here in the Twin Cities? And really, an interesting question in view of your biography is, what did you want to be when you grew up?
That is a good question. Extremely fond memories of growing up in St. Paul. And I grew up playing all different sports. I say I didn't have a dream to play a Major League Baseball, but it might have been a fantasy. When I was in the major leagues, there were actually four of us from St. Paul who grew up in roughly the same time in the major leagues at the same time. Paul Molitor, Dave Winfield, and Jack Morris, along with myself. Potentially three of them will be in the Hall of Fame. I'm the odd man out. It was an unusual time, I think, in the history of our city, where four of us were in the major leagues at the same time, who grew up playing on the same playgrounds. Dave Winfield and I played against each other since we were little kids. Everything Dave touched turned to gold. I mean, he's an unbelievable natural athlete. But Paul joined us shortly after, and Paul is an outstanding athlete, and Jack Morris as well. And now we've got a few others that have followed, including Joe Mauer. There were a lot of great people who did for us what we're trying to do for the kids in Slovakia, who volunteered their time, who came in and coached. And they coached us when we were young. They coached us through the youth programs and into the Legion seasons, and made it a lot of fun to go and play baseball.
An ambassador for Jesus and the game of baseball. That's a pretty great biography right there. We're talking with Tom Johnson, On the Road for Faith Radio. We'll ask you more about baseball in just a moment, but I wonder, at what point in your life did you come to faith in Jesus?
Well, I grew up in a strong Christian home. I was 9 years old when a missionary came through from Argentina, and that was the first time that I remember that everything that I had heard from my family really applied to me, and I needed to make some kind of a personal response. And I remember that vividly to this day, so something happened during that time that was real. I certainly prayed the prayer, and I meant it. As is often the case, you grow through your teenage years and into your adult years, and your childhood faith has to grow into an adult faith, where it goes from being something that you believe in mainly in part because of your parents and your upbringing, to where you embrace it for yourself as an adult. And so while I was 9, when I remember first praying and giving my heart to Jesus, and I know that that was as real as it could be at that time, I was in my early 20s when I recommitted or reaffirmed what had taken place when I was younger.
Well, as we turn back to the game of baseball, we mentioned the hundreds of thousands, of course, who you probably had a better word for it. You said it was a fantasy of playing in Major League Baseball. So for those of us who had said fantasy, can you describe what it's like to trot in from the bullpen, step onto a Major League mound, and face the best hitters in the American League?
For me, it was doubly special because I was playing in the same stadium that I had snuck into to watch baseball games. And as a kid, it was a remarkable experience. It's hard to put into words because it involves so much more than words. It involves emotions, and it was amazing. However, you can't let all that in when you have to throw the first pitch. You've got to concentrate on what you've been trained to do. I have to admit that the first time I pitched in the major leagues, it was unlike anything I had experienced in the minors, that's for sure.
Talking with Tom Johnson of Good Sports International on the road for Faith Radio. He's a former MLB hurler for the Minnesota Twins, now using his talents to bless kids across an ocean. Now, 16 wins, Tom, 15 saves out of the pen in 1977. You even received MVP votes, I understand. At that point, I imagine you were thinking, well, if things work out, this is going to be a pretty long career.
Yeah, that certainly was the case.
At this point, towards the end of those years with the Twins, you sustained an injury. Then that really caused you to have to exit the game of baseball.
Yeah, it was an unfortunate situation because it was the type of an injury that today I think players are getting corrected quite often with arthroscopic surgery. But when we found out it was a rotator cuff tear that we were dealing with, if you're going to get it repaired, it's going to have to be a major surgery where they basically, you know, go in and take everything apart, fix it, and put it back together.
What role did your faith play at that time? At the end of your baseball career, I imagine you had to feel some profound disappointment, even disillusionment. Was there a sense of wondering why God had allowed that to happen, or were you just, did it feel as though God was there for you every step of the way?
A little of both. Our faith brought us through in a way that allowed us to, as best we could, forgive parties that we felt had wronged us in some pretty life-changing ways, and continually looking forward to what he had in the future. So that changed the course of our lives, life together, and we started looking at other options. I went into business for a year and a half before a position at our church opened up, and I became the youth pastor, and which led to becoming the interim senior pastor, which led to being almost 4 years, I was the interim senior pastor of a church in Florida, and I had had no training. You can only share your testimony so many ways, you know.
We're talking to Tom Johnson today on the road for Faith Radio and going along on a remarkable journey from the major leagues to Slovakia. And we grow closer to Slovakia in the story because after your time in Florida, it was a return to the Twin Cities, I understand, and to Church of the Open Door.
Well, we took a little side tour. We left Florida and went to Southern California, where I did most of my master's degree. I got a master's of divinity degree from Bethel. At that time, I took an internship with Church of the Open Door. This was in 1988. And 2 months later, a position opened up on staff, and I found myself full-time with the staff there and continued there for almost 17 years.
And part of what you did there was in outreach, I understand, and that's when the international focus started to come into focus.
Yes, I had several different positions during my time at Church of the Open Door, but one of the pieces that was kind of common through all of them was a missions focus. I'd done some missions work while I was in baseball and after I got out of baseball, and I loved it. I loved the cross-cultural experiences and did some work with our missions pastor at Open Door before discovering what was going on in Slovakia and using that as a place to bring teams of people from our church.
What led to you deciding then to make that a full-time commitment? I imagine that had to be a pretty tremendous step of faith.
God made it so clear to us what he wanted from us. During my time at Open Door, one of the things that I taught in a variety of different classes and preached when I'd have opportunities is that if you say you love God and you're not willing to be obedient to what he asks you to do, then there's an inconsistency. That your love for God is proven in your obedience. While we were doing life with a small group of close friends who had heard me teach that and preach that many times, and then they began to see what we began to see in terms of how God was moving in a number of different ways to point toward Slovakia. And so literally, Debbie and I looked at each other and felt like we were painted into a corner. It's like, and when I stood up to resign my position at Open Door, I said, if I wasn't resigning to go to Slovakia, I'd be up here resigning because I would have lost all credibility with everything I've taught. On a human level, it was difficult to leave at our age, knowing we'd never be fluent in the language, not being totally sure why he's calling us there, what it is he's calling us to, yet knowing, and I guess the sense we both had was that by stepping into this and being obedient, it was going to set some things in motion that wouldn't be set in motion otherwise.
What is the attitude toward faith amongst the kids in Slovakia and the population as a whole? Is there an openness, or is it more closed off? And how do you believe the decades under communism impacts that one way or the other?
They're very, very closed off from sharing their personal feelings and what's going on inside, even among their closest friends. So they're not really willing to open up and talk about a lot of personal stuff. So when it comes to dealing with issues of faith, let's start with just dealing with issues. And then when it comes to faith, which is something very personal, Slovakia is a primarily Catholic country, and that's good in the sense that they kind of give lip service to issues of faith, as opposed to the Czech Republic, which is primarily atheistic and maybe a little more hostile to issues of faith. They have a tradition, church activities,
sure,
things where you go to church, where you don't go to church. So there's an element of openness there with the older generation. But with the kids coming up, we just recently heard from high school kids that if you're in high school, you don't get ridiculed for how you dress, for how you look, but you get ridiculed if you say you believe in God. There's a definite low-level hostility that exists, fostered by the abuses within the Catholic Church. It's fostered by some of the leaders in the Catholic Church who were informants under communism. And after communism fell, the documents were finally opened, and now we discovered that these church leaders were informing on their congregants under communism. So so you have these constant shots to the body, so to speak,
sure,
that make it difficult when you align yourself with faith issues, the church. Therefore, when we have our formation groups, spiritual formation groups, which we call them that, we talk about Jesus. We just try to make it as simple as we possibly can. And our goal, our unstated goal, is that if they reject faith, if they choose to go in a different direction, they're going to reject the real Jesus, not the caricature and the stereotype that is in so many people's minds, where he gets lumped in with the whole religious system. We have a great relationship with the Catholic priest in our community. There is no evangelical church there, but we have an ecumenical priest who works with us, and he's wonderful. That has helped enhance our standing in the community, because our little community is about 17,000 people, and he's the only priest, or the only parish priest. And because he's given us his stamp of approval, that's really opened the door for parents to accept us and send their kids to our program.
We're talking with Tom Johnson on the road on Faith Radio. He's with Good Sports International, runs a youth center there in Bratislava in Slovakia, and it's a remarkable story. I imagine, Tom, with the challenges that you've described, that when you're able to, with a young person, break through that barrier that may be there and to start talking about Jesus and to see a life impacted by Jesus, that must be a real joy.
There's nothing like it.
I think that people who are listening to this conversation today probably are going to want to help you in some way. Mm-hmm. What can we do? How can we assist you?
Well, the first thing is, as we look at the challenges that we're facing for those kind of breakthroughs to take place, they don't take place without prayer. This is a movement of the Holy Spirit, and only the Holy Spirit can open eyes and can help the baggage fall away and people to open themselves up to forgiveness and life in Christ. So when we see those things happen, we celebrate and we share with those people who we know are praying, because that's the joy that comes from seeing this kind of fruit. Obviously, for us to be there requires finances, and we're continually back here recruiting finances to pay our Slovak staff. As we look toward the potential of expansion into other communities, that's going to increase. We're always looking for interns to come, whether it's from Northwestern here or Bethel or Crown or North Central. We're looking for young people to come over. They play an integral role in helping our kids over there in Slovakia see that faith comes in different sizes and different shapes and with different senses of humor and different intellectual capacities. Mm-hmm. And as they see that, they can begin, some of them can begin to imagine, well, maybe that's for me. And finally, we're looking for people, I guess the word is half-timers, people who have reached retirement age, who've got a wealth of experience that they could bring, entrepreneurial skills, organizational skills, who could come over and walk around with us and help us think outside the box a little bit. You know, after 9 years, your box gets a little bit tight sometimes. And having somebody come over there with new set of eyes and with some life experience, we're looking for people like that as well. So there's always something. But you know what? As we share those needs, we have found that God is an amazing, amazing provider. He doesn't call himself Jehovah Jireh for no reason. There's a reason, and we've watched him provide over and over again. But he provides through people, and maybe some of the people who are listening to this are going to be an answer to our prayer.
Well, it's a remarkable story, and we wish you all the best. Tom Johnson, a Good Sports International, former MLB hurler for the Minnesota Twins, using his talents to really bless and impact kids across an ocean. I have to ask you one last question.
Sure.
The concept of purpose, I think, is one that so many people are looking for today. You know, people are looking for a purpose and to feel that they're not just going through the motions. You have found some remarkable purposes in your life, multiple purposes. Could you reflect a bit about what you think, from looking back on your journey, real purpose looks like?
For me, the idea of purpose is something that has essentially come out of my heart, not so much out of my head. I look back at all three of the professions that I've been in, you know, different stages in life as you talk about it, and I believe all of them were born out of my heart, what was going on in my heart. In many ways, if I looked at them strictly logically, they didn't make a lot of sense.
Sure.
And so knowing that it was something that I could give myself to and give myself to fully, I used to think that God had everything charted out for us in our life, the school you go to the person you marry,
sure,
to the job that you choose, and that you needed to pray and wait until God spoke to make that clear. And I think that's a good posture to take on the front end. I think it's important to pray. I think it's important to come before the Lord and give him the option of speaking. But I've come to believe less and less that he does that most of the time. I think most of the time he turns the tables on us and he says, figure out what you want to do and I'll go with you and I'll bless you and I'll lead you and I'll guide you. And I think most of the time, he turns around and says, I've given you the mind of Christ. Use it. Now, for us, when we chose to go to Slovakia, like I said, there were some very dramatic ways in which he was making it clear to a number of people that this is what he kind of had an opinion on this one. And I think for the most part, I don't know that he has an opinion other than he loves you. He loves you, Ryan, and he wants to go with you wherever you go, and he's going to bless you. And there may be a time or two where he's got a little more of a a nudge in a certain direction.
That's a great word. A great word from Tom Johnson. And as we say farewell, sir, just one last thing. If you could let people know, you know, if they're feeling a tug on their heart, they do want to help you out in the ways that you've described, whether it's financial, through the equipment you mentioned, or even maybe through the learning more about the potential internship, where can they go, whether it's an email, a website, a phone number?
Well, the website is a pretty simple one, and that's the best place to start. It's go4sk.org. So go4sk.org.
Excellent. Well, sir, we thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for sharing your remarkable story and for the encouragement along the way.
Thank you, Ryan. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.